Mask mandates in schools was one of the 22 topics approved for the special session of the Utah State Legislature on Wednesday.
This bill is about returning our schools to normalcy.
Representative Val Peterson, a Republican, introduced the bill that would prevent school districts and higher education entities from implementing mask mandates. The bill passed in the House 50-24 and will be considered by the Senate next. The bill saw mixed response from lawmakers. Republican Representative Melissa Ballard, whose father died from COVID-19, opposed the bill.
It's very hypocritical for this body to tout local control or complain about the governor last year having a face mask mandate, and now we are turning around and requiring a state mandate to not allow the masks without a huge process.
Representative Norman Thurston, also a Republican, voted in favor because he says it clears up ambiguity around mask mandates.
This bill clarifies that it will not be imposed by the university president or the local school board. It will be imposed by the county government in consultation with the local health director.
Republican Representative Kira Berkland shared Ballard's concerns related to local control.
School districts will feel like the Utah legislature has said, you don't get to weigh in on this issue. You're not qualified to speak to the needs of the kids in your schools that you've been elected to serve.
In contrast, Representative Jordan Tuescher, another Republican, says he supports the bill because it's an issue of if the school district should be able to implement mask mandates, not whether they're qualified to make the decision.
The powers and duties generally of local school boards, and nowhere in there does it say that a local school board should be making or enforcing any sort of health orders. That's a different role of government.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.